So really, what are the recommendations with the individual drug? So palbociclib is mainly CBC monitoring. It's on days 1 and 15 of cycles 1 and 2, on day 1 of the subsequent cycles. And then once you get out to the first 6 months, they really recommend that CBC monitoring can be decreased to every 3 months. So what dose recommendations and reductions are recommended? Obviously, palbociclib starting dose is 125 milligrams. The first dose reduction is 100 milligrams and down to 75. So you can obviously tell there that that's a new prescription and a new pill the patient takes. It's not simply pulling one pill away. For grade 1 or 2 neutropenia, no adjustments are required. For grade 3, if it's day 1 of the cycle, you hold the drug, repeat the CBC, and then start when that improves. If it's day 15, on that day 15 check that you're doing in the first 2 cycles, you really can continue to dose for the rest of the cycle. Check on day 22 and to see whether the patient ended up as grade 4, as that would require a subsequent dose reduction. Or in cases of prolonged recovery from grade 3 neutropenia or kind of recurrent cycles that are being delayed for this grade 3 neutropenia, it's recommended to dose reduce there. Obviously, it's recommended to hold the drug and resume at a lower dose for any grade 4 neutropenia or any febrile neutropenia that is grade 3. So ribociclib is quite similar for the CBC monitoring, recommended again on days 1 and 15 in the first 2 cycles. We also pick up LFT monitoring with ribociclib, and that is on the same pattern as CBCs. Electrolyte monitoring and then EKG monitoring is really recommended only through the first 2 cycles, as someone is probably going to have the QTC prolongation immediately if that's a patient that is going to have that problem. So the dose reduction for neutropenia, ribociclib starts at 600 milligrams a day, and you can actually peel a pill away. So it goes down to 400 milligrams and goes down to 200 milligrams, which on one hand is very convenient because the patient doesn't have to get a new prescription, but on the other hand, it can be confusing because they're not sure of how many to take and they have too many pills in their bottle and they end up with extra pills, so to speak. The recommendations are pretty similar for afebrile grade 3 neutropenia. The first and second occurrence you hold. If it's the first occurrence, you would resume at the same dose. If it was the second occurrence, that's when you would think about dose reducing that patient. And grade 3 febrile or grade 4, obviously hold until recovery and then resume at the next lower dose. Pretty similar recommendations for QTC prolongation. Again, for greater than 480, you're holding until it lowers and then resuming at the next lower dose. And with greater than 500, you recommend discontinue treatment and not rechallenge that patient with drug. For LFT elevations, again, grade 2 for the first or second, you hold. For the first, you would resume at the same dose. For second, at the next lower dose. And grade 3 elevations for the first time, hold until it improves, resume at the next lower dose. And if this happens again, we would recommend discontinuing treatment there.